From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting. Lawmakers here, there is no question that Russia engaged in widespread interference in last year's presidential election. U.S. officials told lawmakers Wednesday there's no question that Russia did do just that, aimed at helping real estate mogul Donald Trump win the White House, but they said there's no evidence that Moscow was able to change the vote count. Former Homeland Security Agency Chief Jay Johnson said at a House Intelligence Committee hearing that the extent of Russian hacking into computer files at the Democratic Party headquarters in Washington and attempts to infiltrate state election records went significantly beyond past Russian efforts to influence U.S. elections. Johnson said in 2016, the Russian government, at the direction of Vladimir Putin himself, orchestrated cyber attacks on our nation for the purpose of influencing our election, plain and simple. Johnson called the hacking unprecedented.
When I say that this effort was unprecedented, what I mean is that we not only saw infiltrations, but we saw efforts to dump information into the public space for the purpose of influencing the ongoing political campaign. And it was widespread, and in that respect, and we knew it was happening. So in that respect, it was very much unprecedented.
Putin has rejected Russian government involvement in the U.S. cyber attacks. He has said that patriotic hackers, however, might have carried out the attacks on the U.S. election. At a separate hearing, a current Homeland Security official, Jeanette Manfra, told the Senate Intelligence Committee the agency has evidence that Russia targeted election-related systems in 21 of the 50 U.S. states.